following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word today. We're going to be in Psalm 86. This is the second part of a message that we began last week. And if you'd like to hear the first part of this message, you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, and there hear all of the messages in this series. We'd encourage you to do that. While you're there, there's a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'll click on that link and send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. These little journals are just a notebook that fits into your pocket or into your purse or into a Bible case or something like that. It's easy to take with you wherever you go. And there, as you pray and as God asks for prayer, you can write them down and then go back and mark them off and see where God had answered prayer in those situations. So just write to us. You can do it through the website. Now, the journals are absolutely free. There is no charge. And I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of email or be asking you for money. We're trusting God for providing for this program. So don't expect anything like that. You just simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal, and that'll be it. You pray for us, by the way. Put us in your prayer journal. So you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now also, you can write to us directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Lewiston, Florida, 33440. And give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Lewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 86, what a great psalm of prayer. In fact, at the very beginning, if you're looking at a Bible, it will say there's a little note after the chapter heading. There's a little note that says a prayer of David. It gives us an opportunity to go and listen in, as it were, on David as he prays to the Lord. Now listen, David was not perfect, but oh, when he prayed trusting God and believing God. And you'll see that in this psalm. I want to read the whole psalm again. It's just 17 verses, but it gives you a sense of how David prayed. So beginning in verse 1, Psalm 86, David said, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O God, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him. Give ear, O Lord, unto thy prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast helped me, or helped me, and comforted me. Amen. What a great prayer. And in this prayer, you hear David's heart. We've been talking about this last week, and again, you can go back and hear the first part of these messages. But we touched on the fact that true worship comes from a believing heart. When David prayed, he was believing God. He was trusting God. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not only did he come with a believing heart, but he came with an open heart. He completely, totally surrendered to God. In verse 4, he said, I lift up my soul. I want to look at a couple of other things that we see in this prayer. And that is that it comes from a pure heart. When David came before the Lord, he came with a heart that would be pure. A heart that would be open and honest. Not hiding. Not in a deceitful way. Look at verse 3. He said, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy to them that call upon thee. David knew he needed that forgiveness and God's mercy as he poured out his heart to him. You know, by nature, without the Lord and without the forgiveness of God, because of sin that has entered into the world, our heart is just deceitful by nature. Pretty soon, in a couple months, we'll be coming up on that season of graduations. And there's something that I hear almost every year. And every time I hear it, I just kind of cringe a little bit. And I'm sure you've heard it too. When somebody trying to be maybe a little spiritual and maybe a little wise will say something like, follow your heart. Just follow your heart. Well, listen to what the Bible says about that. Two verses, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Proverbs 28, you ought to write this one down next time somebody says that and says, follow your heart, give them this verse of scripture. Psalm 28:26, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. And when David came, he knew that his heart was deceitful. He knew that his heart needed to be cleansed. In fact, in another verse, Psalm 51:10, he said to God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And that heart comes, that pure heart comes by confession. By bowing down before God and recognizing our own sin before him and confessing it to him. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When David came to pray, he would also come with a yielded heart. A heart that would be yielded to God. Verse 11, he said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and I'll walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And a yielded heart means that it is teachable, that it is moldable, if you would, by God. So let God teach us his way. And then he made the commitment to walk in that way. And so he came with a heart that was yielded to God, yielded to God's direction and to God's teaching, open, yielded to his will. You notice he said, to teach me thy way. You know, we could quickly quote, you know, John 14, where Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, and I believe that certainly applies here. But to teach me thy way also means to follow his will. Day by day, God reveals, it's hard for me to say, God reveals his will to us. And if you'll listen to his voice, he'll give you direction every day. Verse we quote often, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. But we've got to be yielded. We've got to be willing to walk in that path wherever God takes us, wherever God shows us. I want you to notice also that true worship comes from a heart full of praise. A heart that is full of praise. Verse 12. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and will glorify thy name forevermore. David was not half-hearted. I'm afraid so many people, when they come in, perhaps come into the assembly or in their walk with God, are just kind of half-hearted. You know, they come expecting and desiring the blessing of God, but they don't want to yield themselves to him. They don't want to give God their whole heart. And he said, when I come, I want to praise you with my whole heart, not half a heart, not an empty heart. And notice why he praises the Lord. By the way, he tells us why. He said, I'm going to read it again, verse 12, I'll praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, for, notice, for this reason, for great is thy mercy. God is merciful toward us. The Bible says his mercy is new every day. Now, mercy is when God does not give us what we deserve. We certainly, because of our sin, we deserve hell. Yet God forgives us and is merciful toward us. In fact, in the very next line, he says, for thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. You see, here's God's work at mercy in your salvation. That when you trust Christ, he forgives you of your sin and snatches you out of the pits of hell and sets you on a solid rock. Gives you an eternal home in heaven. And I would ask you, are you trusting him? Are you believing him like David did and praise him with your whole heart? You see, that heart not only praises God, but it glorifies God. Gives him glory for everything, for saving us, for walking with us, for blessing us every day. He so abundantly blesses us. So when we come to worship with a believing heart. Come with an open heart, a pure heart, a yielded heart, a heart full of praise and a heart that will glorify God. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.